With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans in the House say a proposed agreement that would adopt new southern border policies while freeing funds for Ukraine and Israel is dead in the water. Lead GOP negotiator James Langford says the Senate border compromise solves problems with the asylum process that have been causing problems during the current and previous administrations.
It changes and closes the loophole in asylum. We had people in the Trump administration, or days in the Trump administration, we had more than 4,000 people that were illegally crossing the border, and they were struggling with out-of-date asylum laws that are there. This closes those loopholes.
While former GOP Congressman John Campbell of California, who opposes the legislation, doesn't understand why the White House isn't putting an end to illegal border crossings right now.
Why can't Joe Biden stop it now? Why can't he stop it right now? And if we pass a bill with more laws and he chooses to ignore them, and he or somebody like him is reelected, why do they have to even do any of this stuff?
Campbell told the Salem Radio Network he would vote no if he was still in Congress. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on how high prices are.
You may have wondered how much prices have gone up in the last couple of years. Well, listen to this. A loaf of bread that cost $1.54 in December of 2020 cost $2.02 at the end of last year. A gallon of gas has risen from an average of $2.17 to $3.29 in the same time frame. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Meanwhile, noticeable pockets of Americans, renters and lower and middle class borrowers, are running up their credit card balances, and increasing numbers are falling behind on their debts. A down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 274 points, the Nasdaq lower by 31, the S&P declined 15. This is SRN News. A pastor in Vietnam is going to jail.
Nay Blang has been sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars for holding a worship service in his home. Radio Free Asia reports he was tried without a lawyer and was officially charged with, quote, inciting actions against the state's interests. The communist government of Vietnam remains hostile to Christianity, especially as practiced by the minority Montagnard people. Religious freedom groups warn that persecution in Vietnam has been increasing lately. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians on the tiny African island nation of Comoros. The hardline Islamic president has been reelected, promising more persecution for believers. International Christian Concern says religious freedom in Comoros is close to nothing. The Constitution mandates that Islam is the state religion and citizens must behave in line with the principles of Sunni Islam. Christians make up about 2% of the population. This is SRN News. A construction firm in South Korea has announced the payment of more than $70,000 for each baby born to its employees over the past 2 years.
The founder of Byung Group says that he's worried that the country itself won't last beyond the next 20 years if it doesn't do more to replace its population. In 2022, the entire country only had 250,000 babies born. Some are questioning the founder of the group himself. He's already served 2 prison sentences for embezzlement and tax evasion. He was just pardoned last August and allowed to return to management of his company. So it's perhaps not so much of a surprise that he's coming out in a big way supporting government policies at the moment.
BBC correspondent Celia Hatton reporting, Byung chairman Lee Jung-kyun announced the move alongside other incentives for would-be parents. More details at srnnews.com.